You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Guardians, Game 3. Tigers. It's today. You win, you keep going. You lose, you're done. And an improbable season either continues or comes to an end. I can't wait to watch what happens.
I can't either. This team has played all of September like tomorrow isn't going to happen. And now they are officially in a game where tomorrow might not happen.
Yeah.
And I want to see if they continue to just play this way. I know we all sit there and laugh and go, guards ball. That's what it is. It's guards ball.
I hate that, by the way. I know it's worked for them. I hate it. It's like guards ball. How about if we just get some home runs and some doubles? Can we duplicate that eighth inning twice?
Yeah.
That's I'd love a 12-3 game today.
I would love to have that. Take the heat off of things. It would be nice to have that, same level of take the extra base, same level of pressure, all of that kind of stuff that they're really good at, just with a little more oomph, I believe is the technical term.
It's funny, Dan, because, occasionally you see these guys do some things like Bo Naylor. I think Bo came on, and the two guys who actually spearheaded that inning yesterday, Brian Rocchio breaking the tie with a home run, and then Josh Naylor hitting a 3-run home run to break the game open. Both of those guys had much better late season runs than they did earlier in the season. And it's the second year in a row that Rocchio has had that. And I don't mean to make excuses for either guy. They're both young guys. They're both still learning, how to play in the majors. That's okay. I mean, it really is. People might scream, Bo's batting average and blah, blah, blah. Okay. Bo has some pop. And he's going to be your starting catcher next year. And I'm okay with that. But he's got to make a little more contact. And he's got to, put the ball in play and keep the pop. And just, get on base a little bit more. It's pretty simple. And Rocchio to me has me asking this question. How good would he be at shortstop? Full time. And we saw that early in the year, he was there and then he got moved to second base after he came back from the minors and Gabe Arias was at short.
They can't quit Gabe Arias.
No,
Arias.
They can't. And his arm is better at short than Rocchio's. Rocchio has a fine arm.
And he hits the ball harder.
Right. But he doesn't hit it as often.
That is correct.
But Rocchio has me thinking this. All right. If you're locked into Arias at shortstop or somebody else, can Travis Bazzano play the outfield? And I don't want to go down that road, but I like Rocchio enough that I wonder that. Because I want Rocchio on this team, and I want him in this lineup next year.
I do too, but I don't want him hitting ninth in Game 3 when he's been one of your best hitters thus far.
Yeah.
That part I don't understand. Why are you not giving that guy more opportunities? And please don't give me the little league answer of, it's like having two leadoff hitters, having somebody fast at the bottom of the lineup. It's like, no, you're just covering up for the fact that the kid at the bottom of the lineup has a hard time making contact. And Brian Rocchio doesn't. He's been your third best hitter in the second half of the season. So I can't figure out for the life of me why that dude is batting ninth. That's silly. Like, he's been really good for this team.
Dan.
He's been the closest to league average you've got who isn't named Jose Ramirez or Kyle Manzardo.
When you're hitting ninth, Dan, it's like a second leadoff hitter.
Oh, God. It's something you tell a little leaguer's parents when they ask, how come Timmy is hitting right. so low in the lineup?
How about this?
Spread the talent out so we don't have so many automatic outs.
You might not like him hitting ninth. Guess what? He broke the tie yesterday hitting ninth. He came up at the right time.
Okay.
It worked.
So we're going to live life with luck. Okay.
It worked.
All right. Don't do more opportunities, just more luck.
What's the starting lineup for today? Give it to me again.
So your starting lineup
Remember, Jack Flaherty's a right-handed pitcher, 8 left-handed hitters in Stephen Vogt's lineup.
Every time you start doing that, all that goes through my head is Mr. Burns in the softball episode going, well, you see, Daryl, you're a left-handed hitter.
Left-handers. So have a better batting average against right-handers.
And so is the pitcher, where Mr. Simpson is a right-handed hitter, and it's called playing the advantage. It's what smart managers do to win ballgames.
Who is that young go-getter?
Every time you say that, that's all that goes through my head. Steven Kwan, the left fielder, he is hitting leadoff. George Valera will be in right field again. I hope the wind isn't whipping. He will be hitting second. He also could put the ball over the fence, which is a nice thing to do.
Yeah.
Jose Ramirez will be hitting third, planning third base. Kyle Manzardo will be your designated hitter. He will hit fourth. Hitting fifth, the center fielder, Chase DeLauder, who made his MLB debut. Hold on, let me check the calendar. Yesterday. Gabe Arias hitting sixth, the shortstop, hitting seventh in the squat, throwing down the signs. Bo Naylor, shout out my crew co wherever you are. CJ Kafis will be hitting eighth, the first baseman, and Brian Rocchio, the second baseman, will be hitting ninth for some ungodly reason. I don't know who he offended to get so few at bats.
Okay. So one more time. Let's go through them fast. You're leading off Kwan.
Yep, yep.
Then you got Valera.
Yep, yep.
I'm counting guys who spent time in the minors this year. Jose's hitting third.
These are factual statements.
Manzardo's fourth. DeLauder's fifth.
Correctamundo.
Hitting sixth is Gabe Arias.
These are facts.
Hitting seventh is Bo Naylor.
Yes.
Bo didn't spend time in the minors. And then Kafis and Rocchio. Mm-hmm. So four of the nine guys have spent time in the minors this year. Oh, and Arias, but he was on a rehab. So five of the nine guys have been in the minors this year, four of them because that's where they deserve to be playing at the time.
Takes a village to win a baseball game.
Go win a ball game, baby. Yep.
And the funny thing is, by the end of this, I think you'll have probably 11 to 12 position players play in this game, if not 13.
Yeah.
Don't run them all out.
I don't doubt that. Should Daniel Schneeman be playing today?
Jeff, if we go down because Daniel Schneeman didn't get a start today, we have more problems than Daniel Schneeman not getting a start today.
Okay, except for you got George Valera, who has played in 16 major league games, and now he's had 2 playoff games.
But he can hit the ball over the fence.
Well, so can Schneeman. Daniel's got, what, 11 home runs on the year? I mean,
congratulations, you're at the top of the Delta Pledge class.
Listen, I'm not... Daniel.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast.
With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm sure you're not listening as you're driving to the ballpark. In fact, I'm sure you're already there.
That is correct. He's playing Mario Kart.
I do not. It's not as if I'm blowing smoke here for Daniel Schneeman, thinking that's the answer. He came on and did a really nice job. I was not a big fan, and I think he's won me over. He's a terrific utility player. He's the type of guy that I like to have on my bench. And that's just fine. I think good for him. He's making major league money. He's in the major leagues. Good. It's just that he's actually played this year. He hasn't spent time in the minors this year. He's one of the few guys. He's one of the six guys, position player wise, who have not spent time in the minors this year.
What a high bar you set.
And he's done okay. I say that in guards.
Jeff. If they lose this game.
That's in guard ball terminology. He's done okay. He's hitting 206.
If they lose this game, Daniel Schneeman is not going to be the reason.
Daniel has 12 home runs.
Congratulations to him.
He shares a name with you.
And all of those, so do a lot of people.
Daniel is fourth on the team in home runs.
And no one will take any of that away from him. If Daniel Schneeman is the reason why this team does not win game three, you have more problems than the fact that it was Daniel Schneeman.
Now, see, you're going somewhere where I didn't want you to go. I asked you, should Daniel Schneeman be in the lineup?
No.
I didn't say, oh my God, he should be in the lineup because if they lose and he's not in there, what a mess up. No, that's not what I asked.
No.
Should he be in the lineup?
No.
Okay.
I want guys, again, ball go far. Team go far.
Well, Daniel's got 12 home runs.
Jeff. Do we need to go down the list of people who've hit 12 home runs this season?
Yeah, on this team, I'll do it for you. Jose Ramirez, Kyle Manzardo, Bo Naylor.
Jeff.
End of story.
Do you see when Daniel Schneeman strolls up to the plate and his music plays, do you see yourself going, all right, buddy.
How'd you like that double yesterday?
Put this over the fence.
How'd you like that double yesterday?
I mean, it was a nice change of pace. He didn't hit it off the plate and hustle his tail off.
Wow.
He didn't aim for the bag and hope it ricocheted off of something else.
You're rough, man.
I know. I'm a terrible person. We know we've established this.
I'm trying to think about what Stephen Vogt did.
You will see Daniel Schneeman in this game, and I bet it'll be
sure
in a high-leverage situation.
I'm sure you will.
Yeah, I will agree with you there. It's just I would rather have Valera because, A, I think he's, error aside, a little bit better in the outfield, and I like how much pop he has in his bat. I like the slug that's there. I would rather have DeWater out there in center field than anything Daniel Schneeman could do, A, because one of those guys is used to playing center field, and the other one moonlights at center field. Also, Chase DeLauter's put a couple of nice swings on some balls. He's made some noise, and I like the unpredictability of him. I like having that out there. I would rather have Gabriel Arias out there because, again, I think he could run into one, hit a sharp line drive even for a double more often than Daniel Schneeman could. And second base, I am a Rocchio fan and a Rocchio believer, and if that is the ship that I will go down with, will be Brian Rocchio. So if you go down that list, I would put all those guys playing above Daniel Schneeman.
Okay.
Did I do it again, or did I goof up the assignment?
No, I get it.
I've done that before.
Mike's heading down to the game. Hi, Mike.
What's happening, Mike?
Hey, guys. I'm just calling. You were talking about Schneeman, and I agree with you. I think he's a fantastic utility player. But I don't understand the thought process of not having him out there over DeLauter. Just kind of want to hear your guys' thoughts on that.
I think that's a debatable point, Mike. And I say it for this reason and this reason only. I thought Stephen Vogt's line yesterday about DeLauter was interesting. He said the offense needs a boost. He's had some good swings when he was out in Arizona, and we think he can help the offense. I thought that, okay, I get that. That's just a big gamble. Mike Hargrove was on the show in the noon hour, and Mike said, took a lot of courage for Stephen Vogt to write him into the lineup. And it did. I mean, Dan, you're making your major league debut in an elimination game. Your first two major league games, you're the starting center fielder in an elimination game.
Yeah.
And if I'm Schneeman, I know I'm a good teammate and I'm going to be ready to go. But part of me has to be thinking, okay, I get it. But let's put it this way. The next hit that Chase DeLauder gets will be the first one.
Correct. Now, but I'll push back on this. He had two loud outs.
Okay.
And loud outs typically lead to loud base hits or loud home runs.
I'm not even arguing that because, man, I want the kid to be great. You know what I want the kid to be great at? Being the starting fill-in-the-blank center or right fielder next year. I wonder in this game, and you know what? How about this, Mike, for a thought? Stephen Vogt thinking this. All right, I can play Chase. I'll put him in center field. If he has a couple of bad at-bats and later in the game, I can lift him, pinch hit for him, defensive replacement, whatever it is I need to do, and bring in Schneeman, who I have a lot of confidence in.
There you go.
Rather than I'm going to start Schneeman, but if we get into trouble, can I bring DeLauder in to pinch hit in the eighth inning in the game on the line? Or would I rather do that with Schneeman? My guess is you'd rather do that with Schneeman. So maybe that's part of the thinking. I can't even argue with him playing DeLauder because the offense hasn't been good all year. Mm-hmm. But it was good in the eighth inning yesterday. And yesterday, that was good enough.
I would, with DeLauder as well, and take all of this knowing their prospect rankings and whatever else, or just the opinion of whomever is doing them.
Yep.
But we've been hearing the name Chase DeLauder for a long time.
About 3 years.
They were high on Chase DeLauder. They have been pushing that name about people who have seen him in spring training, see him in the minors, seen him all over the place, and said, this dude is a real deal. So I feel a little bit better hearing all of that coming from a lot of places I trust. It makes you feel a little more comfortable going, all right, here's your glove, hit center field. Trust us, the wind's not going to be as bad today. But again, I know that's all hot air, and prospect rankings are, you know, nothing. And, you know, as we've all heard on numerous times, prospects are suspect until they prove something.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.